You're listening to Rhema for Today.
And so I finally, one day, you see, responded to that inward conviction and that inward impression and that inward something, and actually said to the Lord in prayer and to that something inside me that's speaking to me, "Kenna, you know, it's saying you can live. You don't have to die." And I said, "Is that really true? I mean, could it? Can I live?" And something inside me said, "Yes, you can be healed. And it's all in the Word."
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Knowing God as Your Father, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Brother Hagin for today's message.
Now notice the next verse. It goes right along with this verse. "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding." The peace of God, in other words, which is beyond human understanding, "shall keep your hearts," and thank God, "your minds through Christ Jesus." Now, this scripture tells us how to get there. Now, if you don't get there, it's not God's fault. Whose fault is it? Yours. Now remember that verse there in John 15:7? Look at it again. Jesus said, "If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you." I've said it before, I'm going to repeat it. After all, it's not probable that you'll say anything new on the subject of prayer as much as we teach on it. But whether or not your prayer is heard and answered depends more on you than it does on God. Not a lot of folks would take offense at that statement. And I wouldn't dare make it if I didn't have the scripture that I just got through quoting. Because you'll notice how many times it talks about you in that verse. Ye or you. "If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, it shall be done unto you." You is mentioned 5 times in that verse. So that means that the onus is on you. The burden is on you. Amen? Amen. Now you see, he wants to hear and answer your prayer. If he hadn't wanted to, he wouldn't tell you how to get it done. He wouldn't tell you how to get the answer. But you see, because he loves you, because God loves you, because he is your Father, then he had the Holy Ghost, praise God, to inspire men to write words that he had said himself when he was here on the earth. Now, they didn't write everything that he said. John himself, we're quoting John, we're reading from John's gospel here in John 15:7. But John himself in the same gospel said that, "I suppose that if everything was written that Jesus said and did, that the world itself couldn't contain the books." But you see, the Holy Ghost inspired men to write what God wanted us to get. And among other things, this verse here, 7th verse. "If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you." So you see, a real prayer life is based on the Word of God. Whether or not you get answers or not is based on God's Word, knowing God's Word. I'm so glad that God got me started off right. Amen. Way back yonder. Years ago, actually, the 22nd day of April. 22nd day of April, 1933 was on Saturday. And you've heard my testimony. I was born again at 20 minutes till 8 o'clock. In the south bedroom of 405 North College Street in the city of McKinney, Texas. Praise God. Now, I was bedfast. And the doctor said that I had to die. I believed that to begin with. I just accepted what they said. But you see, now I've gotten born again. And because I'm born again, something on the inside of me says to me, tells me, that I can be healed and I can live. Now, I don't mean just an inward voice, but I mean an inward intuition. I mean an inward witness. Well, that came as a real surprise to me, and I didn't pay a lot of attention to it at first. But, you know, you want to live and not die. And the desire to live is strong in the heart of a 15 to 16 year old. And so I finally one day, you see, responded to that inward conviction and that inward impression and that inward something. And actually said to the Lord in prayer and to that something inside me that's speaking to me, Kenna, you know, it's saying you can live. You don't have to die. And I said, is that really true? I mean, could it? Can I live? And something inside me said, yes, you can be healed. And it's all in the Word. Man, I got in the Word. As we say down here in Oklahoma and Texas, tooth and toenail. You know, what do you mean by that expression? That means with everything you got. Praise God. That means with everything you got. Everything. I just got into the Word and put everything else out. Now, you know, that's when you get results with God, whether it's healing or in prayer, whatever it is. When you just get in with the Word, my words abide in you. Well, you'll have to get into the Word. The words will have to get into you for it to abide in you. I never could figure out these folks that seeking healing, and particularly those that are in the same condition that I was in. Thank God for medical science now. Don't misunderstand me at all. We appreciate them. And for all they could do. But they just had to shake their head. Five doctors said to me, nothing, you know, nothing we can do. Nothing can be done. Nothing can be done. Finally, the fifth one, he did say this. He said, son, go down the middle of the road, stay ready to go. Unless a higher power intervenes, you have to die. You don't have one chance in a million to live. Well, then my only help's in the Word of God. Then I just turned wholeheartedly to the Word of God. I didn't take time. I'm bedfast. But I didn't take time for anything else except the Word. We didn't have television in those days, but we had radio. I didn't have time for radio. They got so concerned about me, you know, and doctors made house calls. They didn't fool me a bit in the world. They had the doctor to come to see me, you know. And he made like he was visiting somebody else out in that end of town. He hadn't been by to see me for, quite a while. So he said, I just thought I'd stop by and see you. And I had my Bible open there, you know. And he said to me, after he checked my heart out, checked me out, said, do you read that quite often? I said, all the time. Well, he said, do you ever read we called it funny paper in those days. They called it comic section today. See, that dates you. No, I said, no, sir, I don't have time. Do you read detective stories? I said, no, sir, I don't have time. Said, do you read novels? I said, no, sir, I don't have time. He said, you read the newspaper? I said, no, sir, I don't have time. I know that sounded crazy. A man bedfast 24 hours a day, nothing else to do. But he said he's losing his mind over the Bible. Well, isn't that wonderful? Now, I can show you, I have over in my office a statement from Dr. Mathis, one of the doctors on my case, who went into detail, a notarized statement concerning my physical condition, born with a congenital heart condition and other conditions, and it showed up I'd become bedfast at 15. And in that, and I can remember, I know my mental condition. He also stated, from a mental standpoint, that I needed institutional care. Now listen real carefully. The same doctors in the process of time said, I believe that young man has the strongest mind of any individual I've ever met in my lifetime. How did I change from seemingly needing institutional? I know. I just wasn't at myself at times, at the time they were talking about. Until my mind was clear, until the doctors themselves said that young man is the strongest mentally intelligent being we've ever seen in our life. I got it from the word. It changed my entire being. The entrance of his words giveth light. For prayer, we're not just preaching healing, and healing's a part of prayer and can be, but the Word is of such importance. And so if your prayer life is going to mean anything and be anything, it has to be built and based on the Word. Now, there I was. Here's how I learned. I just tell you what I know. And if you want to walk in the light of it, fine. If you don't, you're well satisfied the way you are. Well, just stay that way. But don't go out and complain with me. So there's a teenager on the bed, you see. When I opened up the book and began to look at it, I said to the Lord, I'll never, I promise you, the longest day I live, anything I read in this word, I'll believe it, praise God, when I understand it, I'll do it. Man, I went sailing through Matthew 1, Matthew 2, and Matthew 3, and Matthew 4, and Matthew 5, and got hung up. It took me 3 months to get out beyond Matthew 5 and 6. Oh yeah, I went on reading, but it wasn't light anymore. That's the reason the Word of God's not light to a lot of you folks. You see, you're not walking in the light you got back under. You'll have to come back to where you quit the light and start walking in it for the Word to become light to you again. You read the Word, but it's a duty. It's not a blessing. Don't mean anything to you. It's because you're not a doer of the Word. You've deceived yourself or deluded yourself. Now, the thing I got hung up on was, I read there in Matthew where Jesus was talking about taking no thought for your life. What ye shall eat, what ye shall drink, wherewithal you shall be clothed, sufficient and take no thought for tomorrow. That is, and I read the margin of the Bible I was reading in, and it gave you a little further input, and it said, be not anxious about tomorrow. Don't worry about tomorrow. Sure, you have to take some thought about it. But what he's talking about is not being anxious about it, not fretting about it, not worrying like this text is talking about.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's 2-CD set entitled Hold On to the Word. We're also offering Lynette Hagin's Slimline book, It's Your Time to Shine. Last but not least is Kenneth W. Hagin's 2-CD set entitled Our Rights in Christ. All these items at the special price of $25. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's R-H-E-M-A.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
From our word partners, you know, and somebody said, well, what in the world is a word partner? Well, a word partner is just somebody that prays for us on a regular basis.
Yes.
And sends an offering at least once a month, whatever you can afford to send, to help us support Rhema and all that we're doing throughout the world with all the Rhemas everywhere, this broadcast. And that's what it is. And we'd like for you to partner with us. And I want to thank all of you that have partnered with us. But you can just go to rhema.org/WPC and become a Word Partner Club member with us. And we would really appreciate that. It really would help us to do what God has told us to do.
That's right.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his classic teaching, Knowing God as Your Father. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.